Did Jesus want organized religion? My friend is here, and I'm going to ask him that question. Bill Lockwood, one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven. Bill Lockwood is here. He is the radio talk show host, a teacher, pastor of the Our, I-O-W-A, Our Park Church of Christ, and the author of the book, Ezekiel, the Watchman of Israel. And he is here. Bill, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
Okay.
So how have you been since we last talked?
Great. Busy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Just like you, though.
It's amazing, man. It's mind-blowing. A lot of stuff going on. I do want to get into the climate change, communism, socialism, and immigration, all this stuff that's happening. But first, did you hear about the shooting down in San Diego, California, that happened last Saturday, or this past weekend or something?
Are you speaking about
the synagogue?
Synagogue, yes, I did. I heard clips of it. I heard short pieces of the news on it. I did.
Do you have an opinion about it?
No, I don't have any opinion about it. I hadn't really mulled over that too much. It's just been one of those things that's been happening. What's your opinion about it?
Well, it was a 19-year-old white male who had been accused of going into the synagogue and killing one, wounding at least two or three people. They caught him. And he allegedly left behind an anti-Semitic manifesto where he claimed Jewish people ran the world and that he was willing to sacrifice his future for the sake of his people. My concern is that because white people hate it, especially white men, around the world, and they are constantly under attack. Some of them are starting to get angry, and in that anger, they are acting out in the wrong manner, and that's what the enemies of God want. They want to encourage these people, keep accusing them and, you know, taking their jobs and putting them in the back of the bus to make them angry so they can act out and then lock them up, take away our guns, all kinds of stuff. I'm concerned about white men, especially young men and women, getting angry and acting out in the wrong way. What do you think of that?
Well, I have agreed with that. I've said that for a long time, that the society continues to put, as you've said, white men on the back of the bus and discriminate against white males. And people are going to be angry. People are going to be angry in the South. People are going to be angry in the different states, you know, regarding gun rights and just regarding the border, for example, citizens are already going down there and arresting hordes of illegals coming across because our federal government refuses to actually secure our borders. And so people are getting angry about it.
My concern is that I would encourage them to speak up before they get angry so that they can see the right thing and do the right thing. Vote out these people, vote in the right people. Stand up and speak out. But if they get angry, they're going to come out swinging in the wrong way, which is going to end up hurting them.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know what? It's possible to be angry and sin not.
Yeah.
Ephesians 4:26. But, you know, this young man who you mentioned earlier was angry, and he sinned. Of course, he did what was wrong. But that also goes to the fact that we've erased the biblical values from the undergirding of America.
Yes.
We've been teaching our children, you know, that hedonism is just great and act out what you want to act out and you can't help it. And you have to be on medication because you can't help your anger issues and on it goes.
Yeah.
We've really set a bad plate for ourselves in our society.
That's why one of the reasons that I've been fighting for the last 29 years now to rebuild the family, rebuild the man in order to rebuild the family, because if we don't bring back that order of God in Christ, Christ and man over woman over children, it's not going to get better. It's just only going to get worse.
I think you're exactly right. I mean, we're seeing that the lack of male, positive male leadership in the churches, in the homes, in society is actually destroying us. It's just it's hurtful.
I realize, too, it's not just happening in America. It's happening around the world. I saw a report the other day. I don't know how true it is, but because it was on the Internet, that over in China, I believe, that the men, that China is very concerned that the men are becoming so effeminate that they have now started training young boys how to be alpha males, meaning that they take them out and they do boot camp kind of things with them in order to help them to grow into men rather than effeminate men. And and they are trying to cut off this, stop these movies from coming into that country and influence effeminate men rather than masculine men, because so many men in the movies today are playing, you know, they're acting like a female. And when men in movies have earrings on, they block out the earrings so that the boys don't see that these men are dressing like women.
Yeah. Well, we've had that horrible example. I mean, America's setting the horrible example for the world in this. I mean, we have glorified the metro man. We've glorified homosexuality, the first nation in the history of mankind to actually legitimize homosexual marriage. And, you know, and then the media actually glorifies and lionizes homosexuality. I mean, you have people who are running for president now, homosexuals, open homosexuals. And
I know.
It's just so, I mean, we, our society is glorifying the wrong things. And I think China sees some of that. But at any rate, that's, I think they're on the on a better track there, at least.
Yes, absolutely. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if you're familiar with this story, so I apologize if you're not. There is a so-called measles outbreak. And they are trying to quarantine people and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know if the story is true or not. I don't know if it's that bad, or if they're just, the media is pretending that it's that bad in order to vaccinate everybody. Because a lot of people are refusing to be vaccinated. And so I don't know, is it an attempt to force people to do it, or if it's really an outbreak of measles? And and my concern, too, is that if it's true that it's an outbreak of measles, why are they still allowing illegal aliens and refugees and others to come into our country with unchecked? They are bringing all these diseases back that was once defeated in our country. And rather than stopping these people from coming in, they'll punish the American people by forced vaccination and quarantine and all that stuff.
Well, you're exactly right. We have eradicated in history. We've eradicated many diseases that are so debilitating to our culture. But they've come back roaring back from not only illegal immigration, but the sexual revolution from the 1960s, where, you know, venereal diseases are rampant. But you're exactly right. And my understanding is that there is a measles outbreak, partially because of people refusing to vaccinate their children against measles. And, you know, I'm not for that. I don't believe that we ought to deny the vaccination of our children on that. But it's sad that we have the worst in 25 years, I understand. So it is a sad situation.
So you believe there is an outbreak of measles?
I do believe there's an outbreak.
So why don't they shut down the borders and stop these people from coming in? Because they're coming in with these people.
You know what? And the border states are the worst ones. I mean, between California, Arizona, Texas, those states, Florida, those states that have the highest immigration population, those are the ones who have so much of this problem.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're not screening that at all. We don't, you know, we're just letting everybody in. But regardless of, you know, if they just say, well, I'm afraid for my life, or I live in poverty, well, there's a reason to come on up here. So I guess the whole world will come in and live on our front doorstep here. So.
And they're only doing it for the vote. It's not that they care about the people at all, either legal or illegal. It's all for the vote order to get power and wealth.
That's right. You can determine that by looking at how much they give to charitable giving. How much do the Democrats give personally in charitable giving? It's always like 0.01%, like Obama was 0.01 or 0.02%. Joe Biden, 2%. You know, I mean, this is how they give in charitable giving personally. No, they want to force you to give that's socialism. They want to force you to do the giving.
I got a YouTube statement or question for you from somewhere by the name of Tons More Cowbell from YouTube. Cowbell.
Okay.
He said, I'd rather my kid had measles for 2 weeks than autism for life, speaking from experience. What'd you say to that?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to argue with him on that. I don't know. He may be right. I'm not certain. I have not studied that issue at length. I just know that I was vaccinated as a child. If you go overseas, I was a military family. They sent us over. We had to be vaccinated on everything.
Yeah.
And there was no traveling unless you did. So, but that's the argument that they give. And I have not studied the science on it at all. So, you know, maybe he's right on that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was vaccinated in high school. I mean, in school. And when I was in high school, I was vaccinated. I want to ask you about this climate thing change. House Representative Ocasio-Cortez was saying that according to climate change, we only have 12 years left to live on the planet, Earth.
Yeah.
And you say? Also, Beto O'Rourke is saying we only have 10 years left. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah, Beto's better on than Ocasio-Cortez, I guess. You know, all of this is just one crowbar to force socialism on the United States of America. You know, it's all based upon the 97% lie, that is to say that 97% of scientists agree that climate change, global warming, of course, they call it global warming because it's, anthropogenic global warming, AGW, is all human-caused. And so since it's human-caused, then therefore we have to control everything that everybody does. And Ocasio-Cortez actually is not crazy compared to what the United Nations has stated. The United Nations in 1991 had come out in their sustainable development agenda 21 actually is what it was.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, we want to control the action of every person, every decision that is made on the planet in terms of what does it have what effect does it have on the environment? So that's exactly, she's only saying what the United Nations masters have told her to say. But all of it's based upon lies, Jesse, and that is that there's not a 97% agreement among scientists on the climate, even though Obama quoted the 97% even in one of the State of the Union addresses. But that's all fabricated material. That's just a grand, bold lie that so many scientists agree. As a matter of fact, there have been scientists who have tried to state that, and they've, you know, there's a couple of examples we can talk about. But finally, reviewing the evidence, 31,000 scientists sent a letter to Congress saying this is all bunk. It is worthless. And so, but this is the only tool they have in their bag of tricks to get us into a socialistic society, top-down control.
They seem to want the people centralized in cities, and they want to force us to use public transportation. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've been doing that for a long, long time.
What's wrong with these people?
Yeah, well, they've actually started that way back in the early part of the last century, wherein, for example, when states came into the Union, the states retained ownership of the properties of the lands and never gave them to the people. That's why we have, for example, 75 of the West is locked up in federal lands or Bureau of Land Management lands or national parks or national reserves because the federal government unconstitutionally retained the lands and forced people into the cities. Instead of when those states became states, such as Arizona, where I'm from, then they were to give that land to the people, but they did not do that. They retained it, and federal government takes control, and the people are locked up in Flagstaff, Phoenix, and Tucson, and there you have a corridor. And it's the same thing in every Western state. 75% of the West is locked down, and you couldn't own a piece of property if you wanted to. As a matter of fact, if you have a piece of private property that is landlocked from federal lands, you can't even utilize it.
Amazing.
You can't even get to it. You can't build a road through their property.
And so they don't want people farming anymore. You know how when I was growing up, there was farmland all over the place. They don't want that anymore.
No, they don't. No, they want to control. It's total control. It's total lockdown.
So it's all about control. Everything is about that these people are doing is about controlling the people.
Right, right. Well, just like you and I've talked about the wildfires in California, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they refused to clean out deadfall, and you know they don't even want to talk about that. But that's, of course, it's all a tinderbox out there out the west. And anybody who travels, walks through the forests in Colorado or California, will see that that's the case. You can't even walk through some of the forests. The deadfall is so tremendous.
I noticed that in L.A. area here, they're tearing down old shops and building high-rise apartments all across L.A. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah, live on top of each other. That's what we want to do, yeah.
That's amazing. And why don't the people do something? Why is it that we the people are acting like cattle being herded up for the kill?
Yeah, that's a good question of human psychology, I guess. I don't know. It is sad. I mean, we've been boiled to death, just like the frog in the water. You know, our founding fathers, Jesse, they were afraid of there might be 10% taxes from the government of England. And so that they thought, well, we're going to have to break away from England. I mean, they're going to control us. They might even tax us 10%. Well, look here. The middle class today is paying 50%. We're working through June to pay the federal government today. Half slave, half free. We cannot exist that way.
And so just to be clear, all these apartment buildings going up and stuff that we're seeing happen around L.A., that is part of the Agenda 21 plan, right?
That's correct. Even though it violates the very principles that Ocasio-Cortez talks about, you know, we have to restructure every building. We can't have these skyscrapers. You know, that, of course, is harming the visual environment. So we can't have that. But that's right. I mean, they're crowding people into the cities, and that's how they'll take care of them. Everybody gets around on the metro rail, and no borders, and let everybody in. And it's just not going to be a country that we've known.
How do we stop it?
Well, you know, we're going to have to get hold of our congressmen and senators and get rid of the senators that are that are the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, and defeat the Democrats and recognize that they're socialist. And where has socialism been successful? Where?
That's right, right. Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Right.
People have to wake up. It begins in our education system. I mean, the federal government's taken over education. Now, how are we going to get that back? We're going to have to start putting our kids in private schools or taking over the education system somehow.
I noticed, too, that every time someone stands up and speak out against this stuff, they want to, especially Democrats and the right, they want to punish the people, taking their jobs away from them or calling them racist or laboring them in some type of negative way. And they end up putting fear in. It reminds me of the Taliban, really. They end up putting fear in the people. And when you have that fear, it's hard to function.
Right. You know, what this is kind of I thought it was just laughable. You know, Joe Biden came out with his presidential kickoff for his campaign, talked about we need to get back to the founding principles and the Constitution. I thought that is laughable. The Democrats are so far from the founding principles, they wouldn't recognize the Constitution if it came up and bit them.
Yeah.
And they're all about big government programs. Unions, for example, it was supporting Biden, as was mentioned by James Hake just a few moments ago. These people don't have any clue about the government. The government has no business in welfare, has no business in FHA housing, no business in banking, no business in any of these things.
Right.
But yet, that's what these Democrats are all for.
Amazing. And so, would you say that socialism is evil?
It is evil. You know what? I thought this was interesting. I was reading a statement from not only Thomas Jefferson, but Benjamin Franklin, but the founders all basically agreed, excuse me, that socialism is evil because socialism, the redistribution of finances, the redistribution of wealth, or egalitarianism, the redistribution of benefits in society, all of that violates the first order of society, the free order of association, the free association we have with one another, by taking from some and giving to the other. And it violates that. So Benjamin Franklin, for example, was in France, and he says, you know, they have a welfare system over here. And he noticed the streets were ghettos, that people were on the streets begging, and it was a continually growing problem that they had there because the state was taking care of people, and it was just a growing ghetto. He says, that will never happen in America. He says it debilitates the human spirit. It makes people not want to work. It makes them not want to do anything that's productive for their own lives. It's all counterproductive. And so he pointed out that God has placed in position certain things in order to cause us to work. And hunger and need and want are some of those things. He says, we better be careful before we start messing around with the order of God and the results that God has placed in the system,
yep,
in order to cause people to motivate them to get out and work.
That's right, Bill. So as you're speaking, I'm thinking about how long this has been in action. And I remember growing up when men were the head of their wives and mothers and men and husbands operated together to raise children. Mothers would be home if they were married with kids. So they tore that down, got rid of the men, and made the women more dependent on the government. Right. And then I remember when they had this false busing and integration and all that kind of stuff. And then they went on and they took any mention of God out of the public square, out of the schools. And the people screamed about it, but they let them do it anyway. And then they started to brainwash the children, turning them against their own parents and against God. And it's just been and then as they were taking God out, they were bringing perverted lifestyles, like encouraging young people to have sex before marriage and live together before marriage. And then they started telling them, you can live with your parents out of wedlock and have sex right in your parents' home. Yeah. It's okay to have babies. Every time they've been tearing down the order of God and ushering in the disorder of God, which is of Satan. And now it's just a real mess that a lot of young people don't even know the right way to live. They don't know about it.
Well, this has been on the drawing boards by the liberals and the so-called progressives for over 100 years.
Yeah.
And it started with such things as the creation of the Federal Reserve. Why was that so important in Woodrow Wilson's period? Because it enabled the government to tap into the creation of fiat money in order to fund all of the programs. You know, the government, I mean, you cannot provide a welfare system if we're going to directly tax you to give to me.
Right.
It's just not going to work. So we're going to have to do something else. So they created the Federal Reserve to create money. Then FDR came along and suggested all such things, such as Social Security and a lot of different socialistic programs. You know, the Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision on more than one occasion, said every one of his programs were entirely unconstitutional, out of bounds, were unlawful in our nation. Just as Samuel Adams had said so many years before, he said, all these utopian schemes are unconstitutional redistribution of money. So said the Supreme Court of the 1930s. FDR and the Democrats played hardball. They said they threatened to pack the Supreme Court, just like the Democrats are doing today. And they said, you know what, we're going to change this up. We're going to get them through. And he crammed it through. And soon enough, after the death of one or two of those justices and replacing them with some of the FDR people, they passed or they agreed to the Social Security system and so forth. And we've not been the same since. And, you know, the debt, by the way, the debt passed from one generation to the other, Thomas Jefferson pointed out, in itself is immoral. That's an immorality. That's how socialism is immoral. We're spending more than we're taking in. And we're passing that debt on to our children, which every child born has so much mountain of debt upon that child.
That's amazing.
Sad, isn't it?
And it gets worse when they are now voting in Muslims into our government who hate America and hate Israel.
Yeah.
And that's the darnest thing I ever seen. Yeah.
Now that goes right back to the state should have stood up. Here's an opportunity for the states to stand up on Obamacare or in the placement of these refugees. They should have said, absolutely not. You're not setting these refugees in our state at all. But they did. They placed huge blocks of people in different states. Now they have elected Muslims into the Congress, who have a complete different idea about freedom than we do.
Yes.
They don't even have an idea of liberty. That's what the Quran's completely against it. We could have set up, matter of fact, what state stood up to Obamacare and says, no, we're not going to have the exchange in our state, and you're not coming in as a federal government and putting the exchange here. What state did that? None.
None. None that I'm aware of.
Why not?
Cowards.
Cowards. That's right.
And now these people are going to
draw a line.
They're going to be bringing in, what did you say, Bill?
Someone's going to have to draw a line. Some state's going to have to stand up and with some men and say, no, not on our watch.
And now they're going to be ushering in. I know in Detroit, there's an area in Detroit where Muslims have totally taken over a portion of that. And they're going to be bringing in Sharia law, and the American people, even the police, won't be able to go into that community and enforce the United States laws.
You know, in the mainstream media, they are all on board with it, and they assist all of this takeover because they pretend it's not happening. They've been telling us for a long time, for example, that there's no crisis at the border.
Yeah.
There is no crisis for these Muslim refugees coming into the country. We don't have a problem. There's nothing wrong going on here. They have lied to the American people, the mainstream media, and people don't know it. They don't realize it until it's really too late.
Amazing.
Sad, isn't it?
It really, really is. That was a Muslim woman. She won a local government position in some city. And when they were swearing her in, a white woman did the Lord's Prayer during the swearing in of this Muslim woman. And I don't remember her name and where it's located. It was in Pennsylvania, I'm told. Yeah, it was in Pennsylvania. And the Muslim woman got upset, saying that it was offensive for this white woman to do the Lord's Prayer or pray to God during her swearing in because she's a Muslim. How are you going to come into our country, a Christian nation, and tell us it's offensive to do the Lord or pray to God during the swearing in? I would ship that woman back to Allahu Akbar so fast and make her head swim.
That's right. I mean,
she didn't like the mention of Jesus.
That's right. That's why America better figure out what our roots are, because, you know, the idea that, oh, we don't want to be a Christian nation and all that kind of thing. And we don't, a lot of people, they don't even understand that principle. It has nothing to do with forcing people to go to church. Being a Christian nation means that we are based upon biblical value and biblical principles from the Bible and not from the Quran. And all of that is very simple. Our founding fathers 100% understood that. They taught it. They preached it. Patrick Henry even said our country was built upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, you know what? The fact that we're a Christian nation, we have forgotten, and that's, I think, one of the roots of our problem.
Yes. I love the principles of God that's written in my heart. Daniel, what was that woman's name that was sworn in? Movida.
Movida.
Yeah, Movida Johnson Harrow was the Muslim woman.
Mm.
Something like that. So, since so many young people, and I know there are a lot of young men and women around the world, really, that are waking up. I meet a lot of them now at my church services and things like that. Can we turn things around without the men and women, especially men, waking up and returning to God? Can things turn around without that?
No. No, we cannot.
But the churches are afraid to tell the truth now. You don't hear churches rebuking and repudiating and encouraging men and women to turn back to God. They're afraid to speak up.
That's right. You know what? As a matter of fact, the Democrats have something all lined up for you, you weak churches, and that is the Equality Act. The Equality Act says, you know what? Not only are you going to hire homosexuals in these different places and private businesses and even churches, but you're going to stop preaching against homosexuality. And so you know what? They've been so weak and anemic in their pulpits. You know, they sit down and have rap sessions with people, and everybody wants to tell their own experiences instead of studying the Word of God. Well, I'll tell you what, we're about to find out exactly what's going to happen to us, and that is we're not going to have the opportunity to even preach the Word of God. Go on and tell your experiences, and you know what? Leave the Word of God alone. That's what the Equality Act is all about.
Amazing.
Don't preach it. Don't tell it. Yep.
I remember in the Bible it says that if we don't love God, we're going to end up hiding behind rocks. I'm looking for my rock right now.
That's right. You know what? I mean, it are fearful times, and, you know, it takes men of God to stand up like yourself and just preach and be bold and say, here's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
This is sinful. Homosexuality is a sin. It's a choice that people make, and it's sinful, and we have to repent of these sins and turn back to God.
I never imagined, and then I got to ask you my biblical question. I never imagined a time that we would see homosexuals running for president and saying that they're out of the closet, right? Running for president. And then they supposed, like this man, but what's his name? Butt Jetter, whatever he is.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know who Buttigieg or Butt.
Yeah, oh, what is his name?
No, I don't know. I'm not saying I don't know how to pronounce it, really.
Buttigieg or Butt Jetter or something.
I know who you're talking about, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says that he has a husband. So, yeah. And everybody know about it. And yet, he can outwardly run for president saying that he's a homosexual. I saw a picture of his so-called wedding. Yeah. At the church, and he had lines of people, men on one side and women on one side, applauding while the man was kissing another man, and both of them had on suits. Nobody had on a dress. And now he's outwardly running for president. And that woman, Cortez, is living with her boyfriend. Everybody know about it. And then we got women in Congress that are carrying out, they're Muslims, and they're doing homosexual weddings, so-called weddings. I never thought that wrong would be so outward and people would accept it. Because in the good old days, if you were wrong, it would be embarrassing. You would pray to God to overcome it. No one would know about it. But now it's okay out there.
Not only have we glorified it, sin and hedonism, but we have made it where people are afraid to speak the truth, that is sinful, and that he has no business running for office at all. But you know what? He's one of them that he mentioned on the Equality Act, which is now the Democrat, one of the Democrat proposals in Congress. He himself mentioned the fact that they wanted to erase. He wanted to erase. We have the freedom. It was the Restoration Freedom Act or something of that nature, in which we allowed cake bakers and so forth to say, you know, I don't want to participate in a homosexual wedding. But he says, we're going to erase that. And the Equality Act is going to do it. They didn't want preachers out there speaking against homosexuality. You're not going to be able to do that. And that's what the Democrats want. And he wants to shut down the opposition. They don't want a free debate. They don't want free discussion. And they're already pushing on that pretty hard. The Equality Act is something to be warned about.
It's interesting to see how much the liberal media love everything that's wrong, and they promote it, and they're really into it. They're promoting evil as though it's good. It's mind-blowing. But, Bill, we're way over time. I got to ask you my biblical question, then I want you to tell the people how to listen to your great show. Did Jesus organize, what organized religion?
Jesus organized religion. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. That is the confession that Peter made. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, upon this rock I will build. There's organization. That's an organization. I will build my church. It's future. It will be established in Acts chapter 2, the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Religion I take to be simply the worship of God. He organized, indeed, the worship of God and said, here's how it needs to be done. So he did organize himself religion, and he himself shows how to worship God in the New Testament.
I'm doing the but. I got to do the but. But he said upon Peter is the kind of guy he's going to build his temple, but he also said the temple is our body. I don't see where he mentioned a physical building. He said the kingdom of heaven is inside. No one told Peter that who he was, and it's that kind of man, and that our bodies are the temple of God. Did he intend it for us to be that example, be that in the physical body, worship him, or did he meant for us to build a building?
Two things, or several things. Number one, he didn't say Peter was the rock. He says it was the confession. Peter confessed, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood is not revealed unto thee. My Father is in heaven. Upon this rock," that was the truth that he was Jesus the Christ. It wasn't built upon Peter the man. It was built upon the truth that he is the Christ. Number two, he built his church. So, yes, indeed, the church is an organization. And the New Testament shows that organization, even though, yes, it is true at the same time that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20, he also shows us that the church as a group, as a whole, is also the temple of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, where he tells them that you're destroying the temple of God, and the temple of God is holy, and such are you, speaking about the people of Corinth, the church. So, in one passage, it's true, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. In another passage also, it's the case that the church is the temple of God. And so also in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul tells us that the church is that temple and that he has built this church. So there's an organization, and people who are baptized into Christ Jesus are added to that number, Acts chapter 2, verse 47. So there is an organization. And it's organized along the lines of what Jesus Christ had to say. You know, our society, Jesse, runs from organization. We don't like the organized idea at all. The truth of the matter is, however, that the organization comes from Christ the head. He's the head. We're the body. That's organization.
So in this conversation for now, because, again, I can go on with you about it. So I'm black and I'm slow.
no. Oh, my.
So, is the church the building, or are the people who have been born again and believe in God the building?
It's not brick and mortar. It's not the building, physical structure. It is the people. That's correct. Yeah. I didn't clarify that in my earlier remarks. That's correct. It's the people who are the church. That's right.
Because I noticed that once you're truly born again, even if your enemy comes and they tear down your building, they can't tear down the new birth. They can't tear down your belief in God from within.
Just think about this also. The New Testament organizes worship. It's a spiritual worship. John chapter 4 tells us we worship in spirit and truth. That is more in nature, in tune with the nature of God.
Yes.
There's nothing physical involved in worshiping God. We don't need a building. We don't need an altar. We don't need, matter of fact, there is no altar in the New Testament. We don't need an animal sacrifice. We don't need literal blood on an altar. We don't need incense. Right. The only thing physical is the Lord's Supper, which is the bread and the fruit of the vine, which we partake of. But worship would be more in tune with the nature of God. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship must worship him in spirit. That is in keeping with the nature of God and truth, the reality of which the Old Testament was a shadow. So that's true. Our worship is not dependent upon a building, and the building has nothing to do with a church. As a matter of fact, Jesse, they did not have church buildings, so to speak, owned properties until the 4th century. And all these cathedrals and all of these buildings really are superfluous to the real purpose of it. We simply need houses to worship in, and that's why we have them. It's simply an expediency. But as far as the church is concerned, buildings are superfluous.
Amazing. So speaking of building, I got to build out of here.
Okay.
Tell the folks how to get to listen to your show, your website, all the good stuff you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for that, Jesse. It's American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. It airs Saturdays at 11 o'clock out of Wichita Falls on News Talk 1290 AM dial. And then also in Lubbock and also in Abilene at 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. So American Liberty with Bill Lockwood, and there's how you get to it. Newstalk 1290 in Wichita, and then 790 in Lubbock and 1440 in Abilene, AM dial.
Amazing. And
also,
I'm sorry?
And then website also, name the same thing.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So just FYI, folks, people can listen on the Newstalk 1290.com website.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Newstalk1290.com website. You can listen there as well. That's for those who are out of state. They don't live in Texas.
That's correct.
They can listen anywhere in the world.
That's correct. You're right. Right.
Newstalk1290.com website, folks. Bill, thank you, man.
Thank you so much for having me today, Jesse. Appreciate it. Love you.
I love you, man. It was amazing.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed visiting.
It was Mamma Mia, hola, si, senor. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, take care.
We'll talk soon.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, buddy. Amazing, folks. Don't forget, if you are not in the Texas area, you can't get the radio show for whatever reason, go to Newstalk1290.com website. It's on the website there. You can listen anywhere in the world. Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time. All right? Amazing.